proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our broadcast today. I'm John Lawrence, the Director of Ministries at IBJM and your host. I wanted to share with you today a bit of good news out of Spain. You know, with all the terrible anti-Semitic news coming out of Europe these last few months and weeks, there is a bit of good news coming from Spain. The Spanish government is about to pass a law that would grant citizenship to the descendants of Jews expelled from Spain back in 1492, believe it or not. That was the year that Columbus discovered America. Recently, the Spanish Parliament approved the law, and it will go for a second vote in the Spanish Senate very soon. That's the Parliament's upper chamber. And if passed, this law would come into effect in May, that's May of this year, and the application process would begin sometime at the end of 2015. Around 300,000 Jews lived in Spain before the Catholic monarchs Isabella and Ferdinand ordered Jews and Muslims to either convert to the Catholic faith or leave the country as a way to establish a purely Roman Catholic monarchy. The government of Spain officially estimated that around 90,000 people will apply for this citizenship that they're making available, which would also grant them a passport, allowing free access to live and travel throughout the entire European Union, actually. The government said that it does not expect most applicants to move to Spain, but rather to stay in their current countries and use the Spanish passports as a secondary one. Spanish law usually doesn't allow dual citizenship, but there is a special exception being made in this case. The law, which was first unveiled in February of 2014, would potentially allow an estimated 3.5 million Sephardic Jews whose ancestors settled in countries such as Israel, France, some here in the United States, Turkey, Mexico, and other places, would allow them to apply for Spanish nationality. The term Sephardic refers to the Hebrew word for Spain. A senior official in Spain's ruling Popular Party called the bill a way to close the circles of reconciliation between Spain and the Jewish community. That's kind of a refreshing approach these days. The idea is very clear, she said. We want to reach out to those who were expelled from Spain and who have kept some form of connection with the country throughout all these years, really centuries. According to a draft of the law, the application process would come in two steps. First, applicants would need to prove their Spanish-Jewish background through a certificate from the Federation of the Jewish Community there in Spain, or from the head of the Jewish community where they reside, in their country of where they're now living. Through their language or ancestry, that is, they would have to be able to show somehow that they have this Jewish ancestry. Next, they will have to show that they still have a special connection to Spain, as well as a basic handling of the Spanish or Ladino language, and they will also have to take a test about basic knowledge about the country, that is, about Spain. Currently, there are no plans to extend the same citizenship opportunity to descendants of Muslims expelled from Spain, but this is really good, refreshing news for Jewish people who are being recognized that a wrong was done to them many centuries ago, and Spain should be given some credit for trying to right that wrong in their own way. So that's a blessing these days when we read so much about anti-Semitism coming out of Europe. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll look forward to meeting with you again next time.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.